photography gear, what to buy, and how to use it. Hi, and a very warm welcome to episode 178, blimey, of the Photography Explained podcast. I'm your host, Rick, and in each episode, I will try to explain one photographic thing to you in plain English in less than 27 minutes-ish without the irrelevant details. I'm a professionally qualified photographer based in England with a lifetime of photographic experience, which I share with you in my podcast. How nice, eh? Here is the answer a bit. Get the photography gear that you need. Only get more photography gear if the gear will help you to take better photos. The gear will help you to take photos that you cannot get with the gear that you have. The gear will save you time or money. Or the gear you have is broken, worn out, about to fail. There you go, that is gear sorted. Nice and simple, isn't it? But how do you know what gear you need? Well, I'll let you know what gear I use. That's a good starting point. And no, I'm not being paid to say this. Well, not at the time of publishing this podcast, that is. Maybe one day that'll happen, but it's not happened yet, which I'm a little bit disappointed with. No, this is the gear that I paid for myself and that I use. And I'll come back to the how bit a bit later. And I need to warn you, it's not a lot of gear. That's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? Right, I'll do the list quickly. Canon 6D. Canon 17-40mm wide angle lens, as the bin wagon just goes past, helpfully. It only comes around when I'm recording. All right. Oh, do you hear that? That was our recycling going into the skip, and it made a bit of a glassy, grassy sound for some reason. Sorry, where was I? Canon 17-40mm wide angle lens. Canon 70-200mm telephoto lens. Canon 24-105mm all-in-one lens. Lens hood always attached to each lens. Manfrotto tripod with geared head. Universal L bracket. Grey card. Wrist strap. Manfrotto magic arm. A Lowepro Magnum bag, Lowepro Photo Hatchback 22LAW, snappy name Lowepro, 12 SD cards in a hard case, a spare SD memory card hard case, a soft case for SD cards, 4 batteries, a loop viewer attached to the Canon 6D, Eclipse cleaning solution, PEC pads, hurricane blower, gaffer tape, Liebig stopper filter, painter's pole, slippers, yes, slippers, and wet wipes. Yep, wet wipes too. And that's it. Now, this might sound like a lot, but it isn't really. And I've listed everything that I use for my commercial photography work here, but on a typical shoot, I'll use the camera body and the 17-40mm lens only. I don't use the other two lenses, really, at all. They're just there in case and for other stuff that I like to do. And I'm not talking about my computer and the associated paraphernalia here. It's just the stuff that I use to take photos. Now, I also have a backup camera system, which I use for travel photography and sometimes for landscape photography. Different camera bodies, lenses, tripod, bag, and the rest is interchangeable. So if my Canon system completely falls over, I've got a backup system that is good enough. And I have proved that it is good enough. Not that my Canon gear has ever fallen over, thankfully, and I've been using it for a long time. There you go, that's the Canon endorsement out of the way. So, yep, a completely spare set of camera gear, which is important when you're charging money for photos. In the next episode, I'm going to discuss gear in general, but in this episode, I want to stick to what I do and how I use my gear, because I want to give some context to what I'm talking about. So I'll start with what I do, okay? No, I won't. I'll start with what I used to do. Read the script, Rick. What I used to do was this. I used to love looking at new gear, and I spent loads of time looking at all sorts of photographic loveliness. I'd look into the best this or that, find the best price, buy that shiny new lovely thing, and when it arrived, I'd play with it, and I'd put it in one of my many camera bags. Yes, I used to have many camera bags. I've got 3 now. Then I'd move on to the next shiny loveliness, and this process would go on and on and on. And This is in the days of DSLR cameras. Now, if mirrorless cameras had been around back then, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been a real pickle with pretty much double the choice. So that was what I used to do. I had lots of bags. I had lots of gear. And I mean, I really had lots of gear. And then I had a light bulb moment. Nearly 20 years ago now, I did a commercial shoot. It was an event. And I was like the second photographer. The chap I was working for, he had a battered old camera, I can't remember what now, and an even older laptop. It looked like it was steam powered. He didn't have half the gear I had, so I thought, there you go, I'm going to show you, mate, I've got all this gear, I must be good. So I turned up with my massive bag of gear to be greeted with a wry smile. He asked me if I had a smaller bag, which I did, so I said, yes, I do. And he then told me to take the gear that I needed, put it in the smaller bag and put the rest back in the car, and if I needed it, pop back and get it. Now, I was absolutely gutted. How could I possibly work with just one camera and lens and a few other bits? Now, I needed all this stuff to get the variety of shots I was going to create, because I'm great, aren't I, because I got loads of gear. And this was reality hitting me slap in the face. I was told to stand in specific places and to get the same shot each time someone passed. Someone running, that is. And that was that. And this is one of my early, this is one of my very early lessons in photography. And you know what? I didn't need any of that other gear. And this applies right now. So there's me turned up with all my gear thinking on the bee's knees. I'm it. I've got all this gear. I'm great. And I wasn't. I was naive and wrong. That's been quite generous, that, as well. Now, on a commercial shoot, this is what I take with me. It's the Canon 60 and 17-40mm lens, the loop viewer, tripod and head with gaffer's tape wrapped around one leg. Top tip there. The grey card, lens cleaning solution and cloths, the slippers and the wet wipes. And I put these in a small backpack. So I've got a big bag in my car with all my stuff in, and I put this stuff in a small bag. And that's the stuff that I take on 95% of the shoots that I do, maybe more than 95%. And this is the point I want to get over to you. Every bit of photography gear that I use has a specific need. It has a specific use. It helps me to take photos. And if it doesn't, I've got rid of it. I've been brutal. Okay, I'll come on to that later. So how do I use my gear on a shoot? Well, I said before, I've got two bags. One's got everything else in, and the small backpack's got the stuff that I need. So let's start with the camera. I've got a full-frame Canon 6D DSLR camera. Still a great camera. First release 2014. Can't buy it new. Still a great camera in 2024. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So it's got a fully charged battery. It's got a newly formatted memory card. And it's been cleaned. The body's been wiped down and everything. I've blown the dust out of the sensor chamber and I've used the sensor cleaning thing in the camera. The loop viewer is attached and it covers the LCD screen. Now, the loop viewer, basically, it magnifies the LCD screen so I can see what's on the screen. Because the screen's not big, it's not great, and I'm old and my eyes aren't great. Not blaming Canon for that. I think that one's down to me, isn't it? So the camera lens, the front and rear lens elements of my 17-40 lens, they've been cleaned and the lens hood is attached. It's always attached. I reverse it when I put my camera in a bag and then I have it so it's got the sticky out bit sticking out for every photo that I take. And that is without exception. I never take a photo without a lens hood on. And I'm going to tell you why now quickly. Because it stops stray light getting in from the sides, which can cause flare and ghosting and other stuff. And it's the best protection for a camera lens. I don't use protector filters. I use the lens hood. That's what I do, okay? Sometimes I even put tape over the zoom lens to make sure that it's fixed at 17mm focal length. If I need to zoom in every now and then, I can just lift the gaffer tape and do it. But I want all my photos taken at 17mm. The L bracket is attached to the camera and the camera is placed on the tripod with the camera in landscape orientation. And the tripod's set so the head's level. So basically I reset everything so that the first photo I take, the camera is level, the tripod head is set level, so when I put the camera on it on a flat floor, it's all flat and level and good to go. Now, side note, when I haven't got my camera on a tripod, I use a wrist strap. I don't have a, you know, a normal camera strap, one that you hang around your neck. I don't use one of those, and that's something that's evolved over the years as well. All the settings are set before I leave the house. More on those in another episode. But I take all my photos in RAW format for very good reason. And if I need to hold back curtains or trailing leads, the gaffer's tape comes in really handy. So I've wrapped some around a tripod leg, so it's always there and I don't have the roll of tape that I have to carry with me. And this has saved me time over and over again. And like I say, it's a great tip. Just wrap a load of gaffer's tape round a tripod leg. You've always got it there. You don't need a knife or scissors. You can just tear it off. It's brilliant stuff. And that's how I use my gear. And it's that simple. During a shoot, I'll change the camera from landscape to portrait orientation when the composition demands. Or if a client wants photos in portrait format, which is obviously becoming more and more popular, but it doesn't work for interior photos of buildings and for exterior. It doesn't work as well because of the shape of them. So a couple of things to clarify. Slippers. I normally do the outside of a property first because I'm in England, and if the weather's nice when I start, there's a chance it'll be rubbish by the time I finish. So I'll tend to do the outside first, and I've got that out of the way, and then I go inside. So I don't want to traipse my mucky shoes inside a house, do I? So I take my shoes off, and I put my slippers on, because the floors get cold. And like I say, I'm getting old, so I need to look after myself. And what about the wet whites? Well, I use these to clean the feet of my tripod before I go into a house, because my tripod's been sat on the ground. It might get dirt on it. And the number of people who have commented on those two things, nothing else, they've not said anything about anything other than, oh, that's good, you put slippers on, and, oh, blimey, you wipe your tripod feet before you bring them into my house. People notice that and appreciate it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just common decency and being a good professional. Okay, so that's how I use my camera gear. What about all that other gear that I haven't taken with me? Well, there's the stuff that I listed, which goes in the other bag. There's the small amount of stuff which I use. And then there's everything else that I've ever bought that I never really needed. So what happened to all that stuff? I sold it. I got rid of it. I had a high old time selling things that I didn't need. And I sold enough gear to buy my Micro Four Thirds Olympus camera system. Seriously, that's what I did. I sold stuff. I made room in cupboards and everything else.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
To recap, only buy new gear if the gear will help you take better photos, the gear will help you to take photos that you cannot get with the gear that you have, or the gear will save you time or money. Yes, I've applied these principles for many years. Sure, it took me a long time to figure it out and work out what gear I needed, but I got there in the end, and I want to help you get there too. So, what do you do? How do you know what gear you need? Well, start from this position. Camera equipment, photography gear, call it what you want. All this stuff is there to help you take the photos that you want, getting the highest quality that you can get. That's what the stuff's for. Photography gear is equipment, it's tools, stuff that you use. Now, if we think about a tradesperson, they buy the tools that they need to do the job, don't they? And they start with the basic equipment, and over time, as they make money, they buy better equipment that will help them work more efficiently and to a higher standard. And they'll come across situations where they need a new piece of kit and they will have to buy it. And that's what you and I need to do. This is how we need to look at photography gear. It's exactly the same thing, be you a bricklayer, plumber, decorator, I don't know what. It's that work in construction, so the first things that came to my mind. Gear is tools that we use to take photos. For me, my gear is the tools I use to do my job, and that's it. It's not the be-all and end-all of photography. That's what it is to me. So I was going to digress then. I think I'll have that rant later. So to start with, use what you've got and find its limitations. And accept the disappointing fact that you might not need more camera gear. I'm sorry, you just might not need it. What you have might be fine. Accept it, live with it, embrace it. It's a great place to be. So you got your gear. Push your gear to the limits and find out what you can't do that you want to do. And when you found something that you want to do that you can't do with the gear, only then find something that will help you do that thing that you can't do already. If you want to take higher quality photos, a new camera and lens may help. Yes, and we all need to progress, but be honest with yourself about what you really need. Photography is drawing with light. That's it. And the camera gear is simply the tools that we use to capture light. Sure, professional photographers have got all sorts of gear, but they would have got that gear for a specific reason, just like the plumber who needed a specific wrench or the carpenter who needed a specific, chisel. There are reasons why we have this stuff, and I can tell you now that the gear that I have, everything has been bought for a specific reason. Which leads me nicely onto a question, what if I just love gear? Well, that's fine, of course, it's your business. But if you want to take better photos, you're not helping yourself by obsessing about gear. Don't make gear the most important thing. I've told you what to think of gear, just do that. Make what is in every photo you take the important thing and not the gear. Right, I'm going to move on to the talky bit. I'm not against getting new gear, by the way, but I am against the feeling that more gear's needed getting in the way of taking photos. The feeling that you need this stuff to take proper photos, you don't. Sure, buy the best camera and lens combo that you can afford. Of course, do that. And that's the point. The best camera and lens for what you want to do that you can afford. And if that's a crop sensor camera and kit lens, fine, that is fine. My first camera was a basic Canon crop sensor camera, and the first lens I owned was an 18-55mm kit lens. And I got some great photos with that camera and lens combo. And I know there are limitations with a basic crop sensor camera and basic kit lens, but I've got photos taken in 2003 that are still valid today, taken with that camera. They're brilliant photos. You wouldn't know that they were taken with such a basic camera. So do not let that be a barrier. And don't let anybody tell you that you need a full frame camera or you need a professional camera or professional lenses. You don't. You've got a starting point. Whatever that is your starting point. Don't worry about it. Get out and take photos. In time, you will progress from kit lenses. Of course you will if you want to develop with your photography. And the when bit, well, that's up to you, isn't it? But get the best that you can out of that kit lens and that crop sensor camera first, if that's what you got. You can take pretty excellent photos with a basic camera. And let us also not forget, you might have the best camera in the world with the best lens in the world, and you can still take rubbish photos. You can. It's not the camera. It's what you point it at and what you do with the settings. That's what matters. Right, I hope you got the point there. Sorry for going on a bit. This is a bit of a thing of mine, this. Photography gear is simply the tools that we use to take photos. That is all the gear is. No more. My advice to anyone who wants to learn to take better photos is to concentrate on the photos they're taking and on getting the most out of the gear that they have. Yes, I know I'm fortunate that I've got a full-frame camera and I've got professional quality lenses, but these are the tools for my work. And I've said it again and I don't mind repeating myself. I only have gear that helps me take the photos that I need to take. Now, looking at this from a completely different perspective, when I stopped obsessing about gear and the feeling that I needed every piece of kit, things started to change for me. I started to take the gear that I thought I needed with me, and over time, and after my light bulb moment, I got to where I am now, which took quite a few years for me. But when I started thinking like this, something else happened. My photos started to improve. See, it turns out that the gear was a distraction. It was holding me back and it was keeping my attention on anything other than taking the best photos that I could. Now, I was clearly wrong with my approach, which I've learned from, thankfully, and it took me years to work this out. But hopefully this will help you in your own photography journey. Right, talk a bit over. What if I use my phone to take photos and not a camera? Well, you've got a phone, you've got minimal other gear, if anything. You probably don't have a tripod, which isn't good, but you also don't have a camera body or a load of interchangeable lenses, a load of other stuff. And that does feel good, doesn't it? I have to say, if I go out and about and I'm taking photos with just my phone, there is a sense of liberation. There is frustration with it too, but there is a feeling of liberation for sure. And that's from not having all that extra stuff to carry around. You might have a few bits, probably nowhere near as much as some with a camera lens though. But you do still need to clean the camera lens. Don't forget that. That is so important. Right, there's not a lot more to say on the phone side of things, is there? No, there isn't. What if I use a film camera? Everything I've discussed applies the same as with a digital camera. Plus, you got the film to buy, store, and manage until processed, and you got the prints and the negatives to store. So it's different. There's more to it. What do I do? Well, I think I've told you that, haven't I? What I used to do and how my photography improved once I got my priorities right. Photography is drawing with light. Let me repeat that. So I use the gear I need to help me to take the photos that I want. But my aim with every photo is to get the best composition and the best image quality. And that is what I do. Oh yeah, nearly forgot. My photography website, rickmcavoyphotography.com. It's got a full list of gear. That's everything I own. And that's what I do. Some thoughts from the last episode quickly. I talked about taking photos handheld and that rule of thumb, the reciprocal thingy. Now, I should have said that a shutter speed of 1/60th of a second is generally the slowest shutter speed you should use when taking handheld photos. A shutter speed slower than 1/60th of a second, there's a chance of getting camera shake. No, your camera's not shaking, but I've covered that in a previous episode too. That's a good thing to remember. But you can factor in image stabilization, which you get in camera bodies and lenses that can lower that down. So if you got two stops of image stabilization, your 1/60th of a second becomes 1/30th is one stop, 1/15th is two stops. Blimey, that was dangerous. It's not in the script. I ad-libbed that. I should know better. And to reiterate a point that I made, if you're given a choice between a sharp photo with noise and a blurry photo with no noise, you choose the first. Noise can be removed, reduced, or even tolerated, but a blurry photo will always be a blurry photo. When I'm talking noise, I'm talking when you need to use a higher ISO number to get a shutter speed to get a sharp photo, okay? Oh, and the other thing from the last episode was the crisps. I couldn't remember what they were. They were Quavers. How could I have forgotten that? But not the traditional cheese ones. I think they were barbecue flavour. Right, move on, Rick. Next episode, camera gear, a general chat, and how I look after my gear. I'm going to discuss new cameras, used cameras. Yep, I'm going to talk about used camera gear, which gives you options and saves you a ton of money. I will also discuss the various camera accessories you can get and expand on what I talked about in this episode. And that's helping you work out what are the best accessories for you. And I'll cover full-frame cameras, crop sensor cameras, mirrorless cameras, DSLR cameras, all that good stuff, interchangeable lenses, that's zoom lenses and prime lenses. But it's all within the context that I started with, which I'm really glad I did, of what gear I have and how I use it. That's the context that I wanted to get over to you before I went into this in a bit more detail. So that's why I've done it this way around. And let's also remember, new photography equipment, it doesn't always mean better photos. It's not a guarantee. It should give you the opportunity to take better photos. It doesn't guarantee it at all. Right, ask me a question. Well, if you've got a question you would like me to answer, email me at sales@rickmcavoyphotography.co.uk. I need a shorter email address, don't I? Or head over to the podcast website, photographyexplainedpodcast.com/start. And if you just want to say hi, say hi. Feel free to. I love hearing from all my listeners. And you can also get an email from me. Well, if a fortnightly podcast isn't enough and you would like to receive a weekly email from me where I tell you what I'm thinking about, fill out the form on the podcast website, and every Friday, about 3 p.m. time where I'm sat, you will get a lovely email from me. How utterly splendid. All right, I'm done. This episode was brought to you by, wait for it, a cheese and pickle sandwich washed down with water. Yep, healthy living continues. I know cheese isn't that healthy, but it's okay. With no crisps, which I consumed before I settled in my homemade, acoustically cushioned recording emporium. The minimal setting with the minimal, most efficient equipment set up to date, which is working a treat, which pleases me greatly. I've been Rick McAvoy. Thanks again very much for listening to my small but perfectly formed podcast, it says here, and for giving me 27-ish minutes of your valuable time. Now, I've got no idea how long this episode will be because there was a 5-minute phone call in the middle of recording it, and I've got no idea how long it's going to be, so I'm going to guess at 27 minutes. That'll be after I've edited out the mistakes and other bad stuff, of course. Okay, I'm done. Hope to see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Take care. Stay safe. Cheers from me, Rick. My brand new course, How to Become a Real Estate Photographer, Straight Talking Advice for Beginners to Get You Making Money Quickly and Build a Career, is available to buy now. Find out more at rickmcavoyphotography.com/courses.